Boa tarde a todos. Obrigado por estarem aqui. Uma honra para todos nós ter diante da gente uma das treinadoras mais vitoriosas e premiadas do futebol mundial, Pia Sundhage. E é uma honra para nós brasileiros tê-la aqui com a gente, né, como treinadora da seleção brasileira. Vocês imaginem, quando eu paro para pensar em Olimpíadas, principalmente, né, imagina na profissão de cada um de nós, alguém poder dizer que é o melhor do mundo naquilo que faz. Simplesmente o melhor do mundo. E a Pia foi duas vezes medalha de ouro em Olimpíadas. Duas vezes com a seleção dos Estados Unidos. E para completar, uma medalha de prata aqui no Brasil com a seleção da Suécia. Então a gente tem muito a aprender com ela e principalmente sobre a evolução de treinar, né? A evolução do treinamento, que foi algo que ela aprendeu ao longo da vida dela, uma pessoa que está sempre sintonizada com as técnicas mais modernas de treinamento. E é isso que a gente tem a aprender com ela hoje aqui. A Pia está aprendendo português muito rápido, ela está entendendo tudo que a gente fala aqui, mas para ser um pouquinho mais confortável a conversa e para fluir melhor, a gente vai falar em inglês. Good afternoon, Pia. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you so much.
Pia, how can you say that technology changed your way of coaching since you started to today?
Well, when I played in the very beginning, we did not even see ourselves on videotape. Nobody cared about the women's game. And eventually, we had videotapes, and nowadays, we have so much data, and we can just look at some of the data and some of the videos and with our hearts, because I really believe that you can get carried away with data. So how many crosses? That's easy. But also when you're dispossessed or when you counterattack and so on, each number is correct. But always, that's what I think, always remember you have a football heart. And it could be a bad pass, but that was a good try. So for me, when it comes to football, it's one eye is for the data. Look at the data, try to understand. And the other eye is actually coaching. So how much of these numbers should I show the players? How much should I get into my heart? So it's very, very different from back in the good old days. It was just me and assistant coach. Today we have a staff, and that makes the totally different today. And that's why we improve the game so much today.
You said that the numbers always tell us the truth. But sometimes I think that the truth is not behind the numbers, but beyond the numbers. You mentioned a good try, but a bad pass. But I can give us an example. The position of a setter in the volleyball, that's such a key position we don't have in football. Because every play needs to go through this player, the setter, or even the quarterback in American football. Every play needs to go through them. But sometimes the numbers say, oh, this setter or this quarterback is very efficient. He can make a 99% of passes right. But the numbers can't see a brilliant pass, and they can't show us where is the difference between a right pass and a brilliant pass. And this is the role of the coach still, I think. Do you think that the machine can reach a level that can compete with the human being to see this brilliance or even the beauty in the sport?
I think that the numbers could challenge my football analyze, because sometimes we continue to say, in my team, for instance, Brazilian, Tamires. Tamires, yes, so many times, good crosses and so on. You continue to say that, but is it actually true? Because when I look at the numbers, she had only two crosses. Or the other way, she never gets any crosses, Antonia. You know, she just dribbles inside. But the data tells me she had four crosses. So I think that's one thing. So it opens up one of your eye at least, so I can start to engage my football heart. But the other thing is, you have an opponent. Okay, so we play Finalissima against England. one of the best teams in the world with the best coach in the world, Sarina Wiegman. So I tried to put myself in her shoes. And when you look at their numbers, it depends on who they're playing because you have an opponent. So instead of playing four in the back, we had five in the back because we have made our homework. We have analyzed England. We have got the numbers. And then we have to evaluate the numbers we got with five in the back. So all of a sudden, Tamires and Antonia, they have three center backs. What does that mean when it comes to numbers? So it's... and then we played against Germany. Germany, England, they played one of the best games in the European Championship last year. And now we're going to play Germany. And I tried to put myself in Martina Voss. So how would they play? Yeah, built up from behind. So where do we want to win the ball? Not the same space as against England. So the numbers will be different. So in order to interpret the numbers, I think it's so important to be open-minded, first of all. Okay, you look at the number, look for something you really want to look at. Then you have your playing idea, and then you also have the opponents. If you can put that together, I'm only a coach, so I need help. And that's one of my biggest strengths, I ask for help. So having people, smart people with numbers and football coaches with big hearts, not only Swedish hearts, they have Brazilian hearts. That means when you play that brilliant pass, or there is one moment against Germany where Carolina, she chests the ball, and that is only on data one pass, but it is brilliant. So that's why I need to catch that pass. I need to take that number and put coaching behind it. So, of course, I'm going to go to U.S. next week and meet Carolyn. And then we talk about this brilliant pass she's making to boost her confidence. So it's so many things between numbers and coaching. And that's why I like what's happening with all the numbers today.
Great. I'm happy to hear from you that at least in coaching, the human job is not at risk with AI or anything else. So we can keep the jobs of the coaches. But just to think about that, if everything started with chess a few decades ago, the human being against the computer, if we could put together two teams to play against each other today, one coached by a human being, and another one coached by the machine. What do you think would be the main differences between these two teams?
I have no clue. For me, it's so much about the game we're playing and the next game. So if you have a computer, I need to know the a little bit of the playing idea, because that's what we're trying to figure out. When we watch England many times, what is your playing idea? And if you play against a computer, I think it will be boring actually for me. And I don't know how to do that, to be honest.
I also think that it would be a very boring game, yeah. Especially with two computers coaching both teams. Because I think it will focus only on numbers and passes and right passes and everything. The brilliance will be away from the game. But Pia, let's talk about not women's football, but women in football. You lived all of this evolution. It was difficult in your time to have a woman coaching a women's team. And now it's becoming a rule, I think. How do you think that the role of a woman is improving in football?
Everything had happened in the women's game, because when I was little, I was not supposed to play football. I was supposed to toss the ball. I was not supposed to compete. But I had a mom and dad. They say, you know, if you want to play with the boys, that's okay. That's what I actually did. And I have to cheat a little bit. My name was Pelle, So anyways, I was feeling like I was a boy. That's actually sad to say, but back then it was cool. And today we have games. When we played Finalissima, for instance, and Wembley, was 80,000 people watching and sharing for two great teams. And that's what's happening in the women's game today. Everybody is interested in football, and it doesn't matter if a man or women. So that means, for instance, when the World Cup is this year in Australia and New Zealand, you know, they will be packed with people. They will follow Brazilian. They will follow whether Marta is playing or not. They will follow whether Caroline is scoring goals or not. And that is so important to have new ideas. I'm old, I know. But I can't look, just think, well, it's been great forever and ever. I need to find new eyes. And I think it comes with numbers as well. You have to be comfortable to be uncomfortable. I don't know that much about numbers, but I try. And it's okay to make a mistake. So, and I as I said, I reached out for help as well. So if you look at the word change, I talked to the Brazilian national team and saying, okay, you have a new coach now. She's not Brazilian, and she's a woman, and a little bit crazy. Just go for it. And I think it's important to embrace the change and take the chance. Look at the word, chance and change. Take the chance to make the change. And that's what I'm trying to do with the team, and I use numbers. And still, I'm not an expert on numbers. I hardly use my phone. I'm not on Instagram or I'm just old, and I love to be old because then I can ask crazy questions. So, but I have an open mind. I really want us to embrace the numbers and embrace different kinds of coaching. And I need to be comfortable to be uncomfortable. Then, and bring out the best performance in each other. When I have a team in front of me, we work together, then I'm the best. If I'm alone, I'm useless. But together with others, even with others' numbers, I'm doing quite well, and I like it.
Great. And I'd like to ask you, because you came to Brazil recently, so to say, and when we started to cover women's football in Brazil, we didn't have a league, we didn't have strong teams, we only had the national team. We had, for a few time, we had a permanent national team here. We tried many ways, and now, fortunately, we have a stronger league here. You came from a country that have a very strong league. How do you see the Brazilian league and Brazilian women's football? Are they ready to improve with numbers, with open mind, and with good strategy for the future?
Yes, I think Brasileiro is getting better and better. When I watched the first game, I think I was in Internacional, my first game 3 years ago. I had a hard time to understand what's going on, because it was very different from anything else I've seen in U.S., and in Sweden, or in Europe, for what that matters. But now, it is so much better. And it is so important, if you want to develop something, you want to improve something, you have to compete. And you have to compete in the sense of it's competitive very often. And it's okay, as I said, it's okay not winning all the time, but feeling that I can do it. This, if I just try, if I learn from my mistakes, and that's, I think, the Brasileiro have done. There's a lot of teams, and sometimes it's uneven. I have opinion about that. But at the end of the day, if you have clubs and you can compete, look, in any sports or in any, any environment, if you have a competitive environment, you have a chance to get realized how good am I, because you want to compete against the best.
Pia, everybody is happy to hear your ideas, your principles, your concepts. But I think everybody will be glad to know too about the next competition. We have a World Cup a few months ahead. And how is Brazil? How are your plans for this competition? And it's good to see her smiling when I ask this question. Are you prepared to smile again in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah. I think the journey, it's all about the journey. And I have decided, and I'm trying every single day to gain some confidence and push to make sure that we believe in what you're doing. There's such a small difference between US and Brazil. We lost 2-1. It's such a small difference between England and Brazil. 0-0, losing on penalties. It's such... So if you continue like this, I'm saying there are 10 countries that can win the World Cup. Brazil is one of them. So what will be the difference? One thing is a cohesive team. It doesn't all because of me. It's because of the team behind the team. But it's also how you bring out the best performance in each other. And if you believe in something, I believe that I can run 100 meters. Well, I will run that 100 meters. So that is a set of mind, a mindset, which I think we did not have in the Olympics 2021. We lost against Canada in penalty kicks, and I will not allow this team to put ourselves in this situation again. It is about to believe in something, and I truly believe in that football. I believe in that goal. I believe in the Brazilian players because they are phenomenal. Thank you. And of course, it's easier to believe if you have people behind you, you know, truly continue like that. Because if you look at Marta, still going on, Caroline, Adri, Antonia, and I can keep on going like that, one by one, it's not a good team. But if it's a cohesive team, it's Brazil. It is Brazil going to the World Cup. And we're going to try our very, very best. And the journey is all that it matters. And then we just go. Promise.
Boa. Muito bom ouvir isso, né, pessoal? Pia, you saw women's football improving a lot in Sweden, and then you are witness of the improvement of women's football in Brazil. But how do you see the improvement of the women's role in society as a whole? Can you see a parallel between these two improvements for women?
For me, it's difficult here in Brazil, but I've seen in Sweden when the women's football is developing, is growing bigger and bigger, it changes the society, because society, it belongs to men and women. It's so, and the football pitch belongs to men and women. So I think in both, it will make the difference in the future. So here I give you a story. When I was little, they were telling me that, girls don't want to play football, and then we just grow and we become a people movement. Then they say, no, you shouldn't play football. You can hurt yourself. But no research. So they just throw it out there like emotion, feelings, and we continue to play. We got injured, and then medical staff, and then we continue. And then they say, you can't play football. You're not as good as the men. Then the steps in, says who? Because football is very different. It's different the way we play here in Brazil. It's different the way they play in Sweden. Or have you seen an American team playing, a running team? So who says what is good and what's not good? Right now, the some of the stadiums that are packed. So I take that for, it's very good for the women to get access to the society, but also to the pitch, because it goes hand in hand, and it will make, and it does make the difference.
Yeah, you are responsible for many breakthroughs for women in football. It was difficult to think about a team being coached by a woman's team being coached by a woman. But when do you think that you're going to see a woman coaching a men's first line team like a Real Madrid or anything like that? It's difficult to think about this today, but can you put some date in our minds?
It will happen, but it will take a long time because you have not got... I talked about to be comfortable, to be uncomfortable, to think outside the box. It's easy to say. It's difficult to actually make it happen. But I think as long as we have female coaches, regardless if it's a boys' team or girls' team or whatever, I think that is important because both men and women will make the difference. So one time, I don't know when, but one time that will happen.
Great. Thank you very much, Pia. We are about to finish our conversation here, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we have so many good stories from Pia. But Pia, how do you feel Brazil, and how is the difference of coaching the Brazilian team? How is the difference of coaching Brazilian players with their mindset? How different they are from other players in the world that you have experienced before?
I would say that Brazilians are very emotional. And it's great when he's scoring goals. It's not so great when you did not score the goal. So it's ups and downs. And I've been in US and I brought the word grit because I think that is important. I've been in Sweden. I raised and born in Sweden. I do believe in organization. So if we can put that together, organization and grit, with this fantastic Brazilian style, very, very emotional. Singing and dancing, like even I sometimes to wake up the teams early in the morning. We have a pre-game talk or whatever. To actually remember where they are. Not take anything for granted. We are here with the Brazilian national team. Then I look at the players and I say, quanto tempo tem, e não sei, não lembro muito bem, mas aquele sentimento e não esqueço.
Essa foi surpresa, essa foi surpresa. Estamos terminando, Pia, we have the 15 seconds alert here, but we have time for your final greetings to everybody, please. What can you say to everybody as a final?
Well, I would love to feel your support when we go to Australia and try to win the World Cup.